Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 14, 19 to 24. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 19 to 24. Evil people will bow before good people. The wicked will bow at the gates of the godly. The poor are despised even by their neighbors, while the rich have many friends. It is a sin to belittle one's neighbor. Blessed are those who help the poor. If you plan to do evil, you will be lost. If you plan to do good, you will receive unfailing love and faithfulness. Work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. Wealth is a crown for the wise. The effort of fools yields only foolishness. My theme for reflection is the ultimate triumph of goodness over evil. The ultimate triumph of goodness over evil. Have you ever pondered the ultimate triumph of goodness over evil? There is always an end to all the evil machinations that people contrive to destroy others, disrupt well-meaning communities, and destabilize organized society. If you find yourself causing considerable distress, exploiting systems at the expense of many, remember, such malevolent schemes are fleeting. Ultimately, goodness will expose and conquer the darkness. Proverbs 14:19 declares, "The evil bow down before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous." This statement invites us to reflect on the inevitable victory of righteousness over wickedness. The essence of good in this proverb goes beyond superficial actions. It embodies a core of true virtue and love. Goodness that is rooted in love and integrity ultimately stands the test of time, while evil, driven by selfishness and deceit, collapses. Consider the story of Joseph and his brothers from the book of Genesis. Joseph was initially a bit proud, but he was fundamentally good. Sold into slavery by his envious brothers, he endured suffering and injustice. Yet, through faith and righteousness, Joseph rose to a position of power in Egypt. When famine struck, his brothers, who once plotted against him, found themselves bowing before him, seeking mercy and food. Joseph, who was now a ruler, had the power to exact revenge, but chose instead to forgive and provide for his family. This narrative beautifully illustrates the triumph of goodness and the humbling of wickedness. But the proverb's ultimate fulfillment is seen in our approach to God's throne. In the divine courtroom, we, the inherently sinful, stand before the only one who is truly good. On our own, we deserve judgment. Yet if we respond to the gospel with repentance and faith, we find grace and acceptance. At the gates of righteousness, we are met by Jesus, whose sacrifice makes us righteous and welcomes us into God's presence. This is the truth of redemption, that the ultimate good has conquered sin and death, offering us grace instead of wrath. My dear friends, this proverb invites us to be steadfast and to be righteous. In a world often dominated by corruption and injustice, we are reminded that true goodness anchored in God's love will ultimately prevail. The story of Joseph encourages us to trust in God's timing and justice, even when it seems that evil is prospering. Our hope is in the promise that goodness will ultimately be vindicated and righteousness will stand tall. The text also urges us to reflect on our spiritual journey. Are we among those who will bow in humility, acknowledging our sins and receiving God's grace? Or are we resisting His call, clinging to our own ways? The assurance of God's mercy should inspire us to live lives marked by genuine faith, compassion, and integrity, knowing that our actions reflect our beliefs. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life can you demonstrate steadfast goodness and integrity, trusting that righteousness will ultimately prevail? Number two, how does the assurance of God's grace and the promise of ultimate justice influence your daily decisions and interactions with others? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth that goodness will triumph over evil. Help us to embody true righteousness in our lives, reflecting your love and integrity in all we do. Grant us the strength to remain steadfast in our faith, trusting in your justice and timing. May we humbly bow before you, acknowledging our sins and receiving your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.